So we recently completed the first few endoscopic spinal fusions performed in the state of Georgia. And what this is, most people are pretty familiar with spinal fusion surgery, but endoscopic spine surgery is a subcategory or a style of spine surgery essentially done with a small camera called an endoscope. So it's a newer technology that allows us to perform spine surgery through much smaller incisions. And what we're doing over time is, as we develop techniques like this, we're able to apply those techniques to more traditional spinal surgery outcomes, right? Like achieving things like fusions when they're indicated, right? So spinal surgery, of course, most people are familiar, comes with different types of spine surgery. So endoscopic is considered a form of minimally invasive surgery, but the surgeries that you're referring to that I recently performed, as far as we know, are the first endoscopic spinal fusions done in the state of Georgia.
Why is this so effective? And I believe I read that people are, at times, are able to go home quicker. I mean, how does this work?
So that's a good question. So the endoscope that we perform the endoscopic style surgery with is a small device, and so it's able to allow us to see small structures within the body, specifically the spine, in high resolution, in high 4K resolution. So instead of having to make a much larger incision to see where we need to work as surgeons, we can use this technology to magnify the area and complete that work. One of the analogies I often use when I'm talking to my patients, it's kind of like building a ship in a bottle. So you're able to do that work, but with smaller access. When it comes to spinal fusions, those are also done in different ways. And fusion just refers to fusing two bones together, usually to achieve a form of stability of your spine. When you do that endoscopically, the same principles apply. It's able to be done through smaller incisions. And you alluded to, folks are able to go home quicker. In many cases, we can actually have you go home the same day, as opposed to more traditional spine surgery methods, especially with fusions, oftentimes do necessitate a hospital stay, sometimes one night, sometimes several nights. So this is allowing us to, in many cases, get people home the same day and sleep in their own bed that night.
Is that something you saw with the procedures that you completed recently?
Yes. So the first several that we completed in Georgia, those patients were able to go home the same day.
What does it mean to you to be the first to complete this in Georgia? And I know I read that you also completed something similar in Mississippi. So what does that mean to you to be, I guess, innovating in states like this?
It's certainly exciting. I mean, as far as being a surgeon, this is something I'm very interested in. So I take a keen interest in endoscopic surgery. My journey with regards to endoscopic surgery, started several years ago. And I was previously working in another state. I was in Mississippi. My previous position, where I was a team physician for Ole Miss Athletics in Mississippi, endoscopic surgery and that type of technology lent itself well for that patient population, but we've been able to expand that access to the general population. And I recently joined Specialty Orthopedics when we moved to North Georgia about a year ago. So I've been here for about a year. And it's been exciting to bring that technology to North Georgia. And the patients have responded very well to this. But it is certainly something that's, ongoing development. It's a newer technology. But the end goals of what we're trying to achieve with spinal surgery are very similar to what traditional spine surgery tries to achieve, and that is taking pressure off nerves, stabilizing the spine, and ultimately getting people back to function and in less pain, right?
One question I did want to ask is, why is this so technically demanding?
Well, it's from a technical aspect. Your surgeon, if they are going to perform spinal surgery through an endoscopic technique, has to be familiar with the technology. And it is a little bit, not to use a cliche phrase, a little bit thinking outside the box compared to traditional spine surgery. So again, the analogy I like to use is building a ship in a bottle. As opposed to smashing the bottle open to build the ship, we have to access the spine through small openings. So from a technical standpoint, it is a little bit thinking differently than traditional spine surgery does, but we are trying to achieve similar end goals. And so the main issue there is being familiar with the technology and how to use it. And so that's part of what I do here in North Georgia and in the greater Atlanta area as well. I actually train other surgeons how to do endoscopic procedures. So I actually work with some industry folks on doing that. So I provide that training for other surgeons.
Will you just tell anyone at home how they can learn more about your practice and learn more about the work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit my website, benbirchmd.com. I've got information there about these procedures and how to reach out to us if you'd like to get in contact. And that would be the main source. And then also specialty orthopedics at my practice, specialtyorthoga.com. Feel free to reach out to us. And like I said, we have resources available for patients who are interested. And we're happy to consult with patients to see if they're a candidate for these procedures.